should be the one to decide what middle means. Let me guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do so basically we have to do a redo a rivet that we did. So basically, again, the basic case in the Gemara, let's just do a review a little bit. Basic case in the Gemara is, without the complications, let's say again, you have a cup of beer, and you start off, this is the way Rashi learns, you start off the bracha, the beer shahakol, wine is hagafen, so you start off the bracha thinking that it's beer, thinking that it's beer, and it is beer, thinking that it's beer, and in the middle, it'd be when you get to Melech Olam, so you, after you say the generic part of the bracha, you think, all of a sudden you change your mind and think that it's wine, and you say, and Bari Pri Hagafen. So you said the bracha, Bari Pri Hagafen. So the question is, I'm sorry, that's the Rambam's case, right? I'm sorry, that's a redo. So again, the case is the other way, that's the Rambam's case. The regular case of the Gemara is opposite, is that you're drinking wine, are you drinking wine?
You're drinking beer, but you start off thinking it's wine.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You think drinking beer, you start off thinking that it's wine. So you start off saying Baruch, thinking that it's wine, and thinking that you can say Bari Pri Hagafen. And then you end Shakal Nivaro, you realize in the middle, so you end properly. So the question is, do you say the fact that the beginning of my bracha was incorrect, that disqualifies the whole bracha? Because that's the ikar of the bracha, the essence of the bracha. Or do you say, no, that we go by the, since the end, you ended okay, therefore it's all good. Okay? Fine. Now, the basic svar we said for that is, again, the ikar, the every bracha, the essence of a bracha is the beginning, which is the recognition of God. The abstract recognition of God as the king of the world. And the vehicle of realizing that is whatever particular bracha you're involved in. So again, the beginning part is expression of the abstract idea of God, and the conclusion of the bracha is the stimulus, that particular thing which God does that's reminding, bringing to our minds the idea of God as the king of the universe. So the essence of the bracha is the beginning, where it's the generic beginning, which is recognition of the king of the universe. So that's why the Gemara calls it the Iker. The question was, though, is that you have no right to just on your own, just to say, Baruch Hashem Akeinu Melech HaOlam, just to recognize God as the King of the Universe. The permit to say a bracha altogether is that you're doing it for the purpose, because Chacham set up that a certain stimulus reminds you, impresses you. You say, wow, this is a great food, this is a great thunder, unbelievable, whatever it is. And that's, that the stimulus is that you begin. That you begin the bracha, Baruch Hashem Akeinu Melech HaOlam. It's the hascha. You begin the Baruch Hashem Akeinu Melech HaOlam is the beginning of the Bari Pri Hagafen. It's the beginning of the whatever particular recognition that it is, and that's your permit that allows you to say it. The question is: do you say that the permit, the beginning, has a character to it? Do you say that this is the beginning of Bari Pri Hagafen? Okay, and in which case, the beginning of what? Beginning of that which you're thinking. Beginning of that which you're thinking. That even though you're not saying anything, your right to say the very beginning is because you're conceptually involved in the beginning of whatever bracha it is. So the beginning of Bari Pri Hagafen. So if that's the case, then since you think that it's wine, you're saying Bari Pri Hagafen, the beginning of it is defined as Bari Pri Hagafen, as the wine bracha, and then you switch in the middle and change it to Shahakol, so now you have a bracha which has a dual identity. The beginning of it, the essence is the identity of Bari Hagafen, and the end has to be the identity of Shahakol, so therefore the beginning wins out, because that's the essence. Okay, that's the essence, that's one way. Or do you say, no, that the beginning doesn't have a character? The beginning is true that the person, in order to say the beginning, he needs a right to do it, that because he's gonna say the end, but halachically, the beginning is generic. It's just an abstract, generic praise of God. And therefore, it doesn't have a character of Hagafen or Shahakol, and the character of the bracha is defined by the end. So therefore, I don't care if you were thinking the wrong thing at the beginning. Who really cares as long as you ended up all right? So that's the way we define the question of the Gemara. So what I mean by the character is that you have no right to just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Akeinu Melech HaOlam. Okay, you have no right to praise just to praise God. Just to say that praise, that abstract praise of God. But what you do have a right is to praise the Chacham set up to praise God that He is the Bari Pri Hagafen. Okay, that He is the one who created fruits, vines. Okay, now how do you praise God that He recognized He's the creator of vines? Well, there's a long statement. You begin. You have an extended. You don't just say God created. You define who's this God who we're talking about. So you say, "Blessed are you, King of the Universe, who created vines." So you start off with the blessed are you, King of the Universe. So the The statement, Baruch Tashem Ken Ruach HaOlams, its existence is as the beginning of the praise, it's the beginning of the praise of our vines. Okay, so it has a character, it means its identity is the beginning of blank. And the beginning of what? I didn't say anything yet. Well, what I'm going to say. So when I say Baruch Tashem Ken Ruach HaOlam, I'm involved in saying the Baruch of HaGafen, and this is just the beginning of it. So its identity is the grapes. It's just the beginning of it. I didn't yet say the word grape, but that's the identity of the begin of these words. It's not just an abstract praise of the King of the World, but halachically it is the haskalah, the beginning of the Hagafen. So that has a character to it. And if it didn't have that character, then you wouldn't be allowed to say it. So your right to say it is that you're involved in the beginning of blank. That's its actual definition. So now it has a character, it has an identity, and now that character identity is going to win out over the end because this is the Iker. But you could argue that it doesn't have an identity. You're right, you're saying it is an abstract praise about God. Now it's true you wouldn't have a right to say it if not for the fact that you're going to say the Bepir Gafen, but halachically it's an abstract praise about God. It doesn't have an identity. It's not the beginning of blank. You're praising God. Now what gives you a right to do it? Yeah, I have no right to do it if not for the fact that I'm going to end off that way. But that's not its conceptual identity. Its identity is just an abstract praise of God. The identity of the bracha comes from the end of the bracha. Oh, fine, so who cares what I was thinking at the beginning of the bracha? So this is what we said last week. And the Rambam had a little bit of a twist. And then the Ravid got upset at the Rambam and said the whole thing is hevel, it's nonsense, basically. Okay. And the problem was, what was the Ravid upset about the Rambam for? So we had learned that the Rambam's Ravid wasn't clever. All the Ravid said is that he says it's all nonsense because all we go by is what the guy said. Whatever he said with his lips, that's all we care about. Okay, and therefore he attacked the Rambam. And the problem is it's not attacking the Rambam. The Gemara is talking about that the guy's what he's thinking. So it's not the Rambam. So we interpreted the Ravid was upset about the Rambam, extended it to the other case, the flip case, whatever it was. However we interpret it. But it turns out I realized afterwards it was wrong. Okay, and we noticed that it was tentative because the Ravid, we were kind of guessing what the Ravid was saying from a little bit. He didn't say that much. So we had to kind of induce what his problem was because he was, he had to figure out how did he learn the Gemara. So if you remember last week, fine, you remember. But it's not essential. Point was is that I found afterwards, somehow over the weekend, I was looking and I realized that in the Daf HaRif, there's a Ravid. In the Daf HaRif, on the bottom of the Rif, there's some commentary. So there's the Ran, and then there's sometimes there's a Baal HaMor and a Ramban. And oftentimes there's a commentary, the Ravid, the same Ravid comments on the Baal HaMor, on the Baal HaMor or the Ramban. So it turns out in the Rif, I did look at the Rif and the Reini Yonah, but the problem was is that it's misplaced. It's on the wrong page. It's on the page where the Rif has this whole thing is on Vav Amud Aleph. But it turns out this Ravid is on Vav Amud Beis. So I didn't see it, but I saw it. I said, when I saw it, I read it more carefully, and he tells you exactly how he reads the Gemara, and he's not learned it. We didn't learn it properly. Okay, I don't know if we could have known, but I'm just saying, if we would have seen this, I mean, we would have definitely learned differently. So I think we have to relearn the Ravid. Okay, because it's not just the Ravid, it's the Baal HaMor. It's a legitimate, it's another way to learn this whole Gemara. Okay, another way to learn this whole Gemara. And it turns out it's based upon different girsa, okay, a bit different text. Which is because our Gemara says you began the bracha adaita pasach adaita de chamra, which means you began thinking that it's wine. Thinking. Now some of the girsas, so some of the texts don't say that. Our Gemara does, but the other Rishonim had a girsa that says pasach bide chamra. You begin with wine, not thinking. It doesn't have the word adaita. It doesn't have that you were thinking it's wine, but you actually begun with wine. Okay, and then you ended with Shechar, with Hashakol. So which means you actually begun saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Borei Shakol Nidvaro, or Borei Pri Hagafen Shakol Nidvaro. There are different ways to learn it, but how does the Rav have it? Just Borei, I think.
Borei Pri Shakol.
Borei, yeah, you say Borei Pri Shakol Nidvaro. Right? You can imagine that happening. That happens. It's kind of thing, So it happens. It sounds funny when the Ravid says it, but then you realize, I must have done that a few times. Right? And these things happen. Right? So you say, Borei Pri Shakol Nidvaro. So it means, literally, you began with You began with chav, with wine, because you actually said borei peri. And then you realize your mistake and you change it to shakal. And this is on beer. And on beer, a borei peri oven does not work, okay, because that's the grapes bracha, but shakal does work. So you corrected your mistake very quickly. Even tokede dibor. Right? And so almost instantaneously. I mean, that's what the Ramban says. We'll see the Ramban. He says, what's the problem? If you correct it instantaneously, correct it. You're allowed to correct things. Which is a little bit of a problem. It's the rabbis. In general, that's principle. If you correct something instantaneously within a certain amount of time, then it works. But the rabbis, so the rabbis learned in the Gemara that, again, the problem is you begin improv, you begin the bracha, you actually say the wrong thing, and then you switch it in the middle. Okay, and let's just look at the read the rabbi quickly. But you'll see he's... He basically doesn't like it. He doesn't like saying that it just goes by what you're thinking. He says, we don't go by what you're thinking. That's essentially his problem. And that's what it sounded like his problem was when you read him in the Rambam. It just, the problem is the Gemara. It's open in the Gemara. But we were reading the Gemara according to our Gerson, according to Rashi, and according to the way everyone was learning it. But anyway, the Rambam was learning it. But there's another way to learn it.
What daf you on?
So it's in the Daf Aref in the back. It's on Daf Avam Abes. But I'll translate, so if you don't have it, that's okay also. Okay, it's
which line is it?
It's Dalet, Os Dalet, and the Segas Arayvet, on the very bottom.
Oh, yeah.
He says, Amar Avram, Befirashar Tzarfati, Behindu Mashlithin, Pirashar Gaon, Rabbeinachman Azachar Gavainer. So I think it means basically, I think there's a certain explanation of Rabbeinachman, and he basically says, we'll throw it behind their backs. Okay? So he says, we'll throw it behind their backs, Vitoam, you know. And he's saying it's a mistake. I mean, this whole thing is a mistake. Shalom, I don't know, he's using some sort of talk, you know, like, so to speak, trash-talking them. I don't know exactly how he says it, but you see, some sort of, like, it's slang. He's saying, like, we'll throw behind their backs. Throw their shot behind their backs, and we don't have it, and, you know, it's a mistake. He says, Shalom atzano me'olom pegam b'brachom mishon kavana acharis. We never find disqualifying a bracha because of a kavana, because of what you're thinking. Because you're thinking something else. Right? If you say a bracha and you're thinking about baseball, who cares? It's not. You said the bracha. Bracha's a bracha. V'kvar yadanu shafilu b'kriyashma shu min ha-Torah. Even kriyashma, which is min ha-Torah. Bracha sar min derabana. But kriyashma is from the Torah. Ina kavana min ha-kav techut mi pasuk rishon. Okay? The only time you need kavana is the very first pasuk. Shema yisrael shalom kein Hashem echad. Okay? And that's unique. That's a chiddush. The whole rest of kriyashma, which is all deoraisa, so you can think whatever you want. It's a separate halacha that in Kriyat Shema, the first pasuk is you're accepting the reign of God, and that's built into the thing you need kavana. But it's not like, in general, mitzvos which involve speech don't demand kavana. Don't demand kavana. They don't demand what you're thinking. The culture came zeshem eskavim l'shem bracha ba'olam. And here, it's not like you were thinking some crazy thing. You were thinking to recognize the king of the universe, who created whatever. Now it's true, the wrong thing, fine, but it's not like you are thinking the wrong thing. You weren't thinking about baseball, you're thinking about exactly what the words mean. Blessed are thou, Hashem, the creator, you know, ruler, king, ruler of the world, right? And what's your problem? That's bad, because I was thinking that because of grapes, and I was thinking the right thing. Even if you wanted to, I guess what it means, even if you wanted to say, you don't need to have kavana, but you can't be thinking about something crazy. But here you're thinking about the right thing. He says, because I'm thinking that I'm going to finish that, he doesn't buy this whole idea. This idea we're saying that you have the character of the bracha, which is defined by what you're thinking about, he says, that's not the way brachas go. Brachas don't get disqualified because you're thinking about the wrong thing. Okay? And you don't even need kavana. You don't even need to be thinking about anything. Okay, I mean, if you say a bracha, you're not thinking about it. It doesn't disqualify it. Okay, it counts. I mean, it's not you're not going to gain the most perfection from it if you do that, but halachically, you've said what you're supposed to say, and that's it. Okay, I mean, we're going to see. We're going to get into the Rabbeinu Yonah. I mean, he gets into this type of discussion also, is that how Kavanah works. I mean, most Rishon, or a lot of Rishon, learn that it does matter what you're thinking here. But the Rabbi basically saying is this whole thing is ridiculous. Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter what you're thinking. Yeah.
I don't know if this is the right question for now, but can't you argue the exact opposite, that if you were thinking nothing, it would have been better than now that you thought of a specific wrong?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, presumably that's the way we're learning so far, is that the bracha, right. The way we're learning is the bracha is defined, since it has a character, it's defined as a bracha, Since the beginning is the beginning of blank, it has a character of Hagafen.
If it was lacking a character, it might latch on.
Correct. But I think he's just learning is the brachos don't have characters based on what you're thinking. He's just, the word thinking is a big chiddush deposit that thoughts. What you're thinking defines brachos, works its way into brachos. Like Kriya Shema, it's a unique thing that it works its way in, and forget what you're thinking. He's just not willing to entertain.
Why is he in the first place? He doesn't hold by the distinction anyway.
If he doesn't hold by it?
Yeah, he doesn't hold that brachos of characters or...
Well, I don't know if he doesn't hold the characters. He just says you don't go by what you're thinking. Okay. That's his main thought. I mean, that's what he says. That's what he said in the Rambam. That's what he says. This is nonsense. Because he says we just go by what he said. I mean, we're going to have to define this. But for some reason, he's not willing to entertain the role of thoughts in the bracha. Okay, I mean, we'll have to get to it. But that's what this is what he's bothered by. And you can see that kind of thing being Hebel. Like, you know, the other way, it's like, well, he's playing nonsense. Well, it was nonsense. But it's not so they're just saying it's like you're. This is halacha. Halacha doesn't go. What are you thinking? Thinking might be good in terms of perfection or whatever. But this is an halachic type of a thing. This is it's a misplaced category in this halachic realm. Well, like you see him being upset about it. This is wrong. This is get rid of it. You're putting in a category in an area which simply doesn't belong here. Okay. So now he says like this. He says ve'ochu shani v'gemara she'im ne'gir ikar agir sa pasach adaita de'shekra elas pachav de'shekra. This is what I mentioned before. It doesn't say, and the Gemara says, our text says, you begin thinking about wine. He says, it's not true. Or thinking about beer. He says, it doesn't say that. The right text that doesn't say that. It just says you began with beer. In fact, this is, Jonah, this was part of your argument last week. It's like different cases, right? Because here you're starting, and it's just what you're saying, that's what you're thinking. That's kind of his point. The Gemara there by Yotzar is what you're saying, not what you're thinking. So he says the same thing over here. This is not, it's not what you're saying. It's not going about what you're thinking. Okay, that's what he's saying. He says, "Ve'ein sham da'as kafi perasha tzufarti me'ata ishon t'tz perasha gonim." Okay, so he basically goes with the gonim, and they explain like this: Pshita yichadak because of the chamra v'sarva the shechra. Who? So if you're holding a cup of wine and you think that it's beer, and you start with beer, v'sim the chamra yotza kigon sham roshon kinechalam shekol. So if it's the other way around, if you're holding beer and you say shahakol, I'm sorry, if you're holding wine and you say shahakol barpiagafen, so it doesn't matter because even if you actually said shahakol on wine, it's good. Okay, because shahakol is a generic, it's a catch all. Okay, we'll get everything. So that's definitely fine. He says, Ella ichadinakat shikhra, if you're holding beer, v'pasach v'dechamri, start off, brachatash, v'kenelimachalom, bore peri shahakal, yevadvah. Okay, so basically you start off by saying v'pri, and then you correct it. My, v'pasach v'psichazlin, do you go by the beginning? See, he doesn't have ikar, by the way, but whatever. Kilomar, I don't know if he denies ikar, but his gear still wasn't that. Kilomar has kara v'hamalchus, einan ella bore peri. And do you say, since the beginning, when you said, that was, you said, so that was the Hagafen, right? But the Shahakol, it's very nice you said Shahakol, you changed the Shahakol, but your Shahakol didn't have a Brachat HaShemel HaOlam, right? Your Brachat HaShemel HaOlam, so that was going on that. Then you just throw in the word Shahakol, yeah, but that didn't have the beginning. Oh, I mean, you have to explain this. Oh, Dilma, Chasimanami Kaimi. Or do you say that the Baruch Hashem Kenuach Olam goes on the Hashahakal as well? Not only going on the Baruch Priest, going on the Shahakal as well? Right.
Okay. The Ramban's question on that is pretty powerful.
One second. They see Logos the other way, because I mean, the problem is you changed it. You corrected it. Because I can tell you the Dibor, and generally you can correct things. Okay, that's a good question. You did Logos the Inami, V'Yisach Logos the Inami. This is. The Gemara is another question again. So Inami, he says, this is another case. I'm just bringing this as another case. Heicha denaka kasa de shechra b'yad. If you have beer, pasach v'de shechra, and you start off with the beer, you say, baruch shakol, v'siyem v'de chamra, lo yatza. V'adei chazin v'bina v'laka. So he says, in the other way, let's say in this case, you have beer, beer is supposed to be shakol. You say, baruch shakol, baruch pirgafa. Then what? And what would you say? You change it. Okay, so you start off with the proper beer bracha, you say the first word, and then you change it to beer gafen. Then what would you say at this point? Right, so then he says, then it's definitely no good. Then you change it, and not only is it no good, it's definitely no good. According to either side, he's saying that's not good. Because he says, because you don't have the right bracha. I mean, that kind of makes sense, because he never said shakal nevdvaro, really.
Why the other side agree with that?
What?
Why would the other side agree with that?
Well, because you didn't say, you didn't ever finish the bracha. You never finished the whole bracha. You just said the word shakal. If you just say, brachos shakal, it doesn't count. I mean, you didn't even say the whole thing.
Yeah, maybe I'm missing something. You're saying that, what's the difference in this case?
You started saying the correct bracha. Right. But you never finished it. You never finished the
Did
correct
you
bracha.
You replace it with anything? You just not
yeah, with the wrong bracha.
Right, but you just never said the right bracha.
Yeah, exactly. It's just you never really finished the bracha. You said the word shakal, but that's not the bracha.
The bracha, right. Is.
I mean, you could say because you didn't finish
it. Is
that
the Rambam's case, except with talking?
Yeah, well, the Rambam's case is, but the Rambam's thing is yes, but the problem is the Rambam cares about what you're thinking.
Right.
Right, so that's a little better, but I mean, they don't care about what you're thinking, so we just go by what you're saying. What you're saying is you just said the one word. You know, I'm not sure if he's saying because you just said one word or because you corrected it to the wrong thing. I'm not sure. I mean, that we're going to have to get through that. But let's, for now, the way his case, let's keep it simple. Simple case, you didn't say all bracha, so you just don't have the chazima. You never finished properly. So that's definitely not good. But if you start off borei pri, you know, wrong, borei pri, and they say, oh, shakal nevaro, I'm sorry, the opposite case, you saw shakal. Which way is it? But the case which we're dealing with is if you start off, right, if you're starting off, borei pri, shakal nevaro, that's the question. And you're starting off particular, borei pri, but then you catch yourself and correct it. So now you have the correct thing, you have shakal. Right, you have the correct thing, but the problem is you started off with the wrong one. So do you say that since the beginning of it you started wrong, therefore the Shem Malchus, the Baruch Shem HaKolam is going on that and not on the end part? Or you say, no, the Baruch Shem HaKolam is going on both parts. Right, and the problem is, yeah, like the Ramban's kind of question is, why don't you just say, look, you corrected it. Corrected it. The way you'll see, I mean, we'll get to it. The Ramban's going to learn the cases where you said it properly. You said the whole thing properly, and then you changed it. He said, shakal nevaro, borei pri hagafen. And you changed it wrong. Do you say, look, once you got it in there, that's it? You're
Wait,
good?
Change
or
it wrong or change,
change
it wrong?
Change it wrong.
Okay, because it's the work to change it right.
Yeah, right. No, change it wrong. He says, if you change it right, fine. But he says, what if you change it wrong?
The will disqualify
it. Disqualify it after you're
it's a backwards way of learning the Gemara.
Yeah, but whatever. But that's. We'll get to Ramban either later or tomorrow. But, but that's basically against the Ravitz case. Just simple as you're starting, you're drinking beer, and you're not allowed to say Hagafen doesn't work for beer, but you say Baruch Hashem Cholam Borei Peri Shagol Nidvar. So you change it. Do you say since the beginning was off, it's bad, or do you say no?
What if you
it's a big question on the Ravitz. Why should it be bad? It is if you're switching back to Chodei Dibor immediately, that's a general principle that you have a right to retract to Chodei Dibor. Right, he's not even bring that in, but that's a general principle. If you say, like in your davening, you have to say in during between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you say Hamel HaKadosh instead of Hakel HaKadosh. So if you say Hamel HaKadosh, if you catch yourself instantaneously within the amount of time, a few seconds, to say Shalom Aleichem Revi Mori, something like that, then you got it. So that's a general principle. So why is that? I mean, is he arguing? Is that his question? Is do you have a principle called Tochei Dibor or not? I mean, that's the universal principle. I don't know if anyone argues on that. That's everyone learned that in third grade. I mean, I don't know if the Ravid did, but on the surface, that's the general principle. So, I mean, the problem is, why can't you correct it? All right, why can't you correct it? And what's the question here? And also, what's the machlokas between, let's say, the Rambam and Rashi and everyone else, you know,
who are learning,
one second, overall, machlokas, whether or not you recognize what you're thinking altogether. Right, I mean, it's almost you can imagine. It seems you could separate those two. I mean, the question is the first question. This question, which I was asking now, is a general question: is does thoughts work its way into brachos or not? But I mean, I presumably it's based on this because I don't even like David pointed out. It's even the Rambam and those guys aren't saying they always do. It's in this unique type of a case, which is because you have the wrong thoughts or what, you know. But I'm saying that's another thing we have to do. I don't know, maybe we're better off focusing. I think you're probably better off focusing on the Ravid first. You know, focusing on how he's learning the question in the Gemara, and then maybe, you know, trying to compare the different Rishonim afterwards. I think that's probably a better idea. You know, because until we understand how he's learning the Gemara, then we'll see what his problem with the other way of learning is or whatever. You just mentioned a good point, is that you see, you could argue, maybe you'd think, is the question is, does Tochei Dibor work or not? Right? Does it work? Could you retract? Maybe let's say you learn that's the question. But then you'd say, "Is why would it?" The way he says it, the first way you say is the Baruch Atosh Yonach Olam is only going on the Borei Pari and not on the Shachal. Okay, and that's the way he says why it would be bad. Or do you say? So what would you say? Or do you say no? You retracted. So therefore, it's going on the. Right? He doesn't say that. He says, or do you say it's also going on the Shachal?
Right.
He doesn't say it's. Oh, if it's really a retraction. It's not also. It's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just going on. Whatever it's going on, though, you know. Yeah. So it doesn't seem to be. It's working just exactly because of retraction. I mean, I think, so I'm not saying good. I think that you don't have to change that much. I mean, it says almost the same exact thing. It's just one difference. It's, it doesn't go by kavana. But he holds is that again. The question is, does the beginning of the bracha have a character? Okay, does Rosh Hashanah have a character? But the Rambam held it has a character by, how does it have a character? Based on what you're thinking. What are you beginning? Are you beginning, right, are you beginning the Shahakal? Are you beginning Bar Yochanan? What are you thinking that you're beginning? The Ravid says, I don't care what you're thinking. This is Shevach, and Shevach goes by praise. Praise goes by what you're saying, not by praise. It could be this idea. Praise doesn't go by what you're thinking. Praise goes by what you're saying, right? Praise is an utterance. It doesn't go by what you're thinking. But how does the beginning get a character then? By what you, by how you follow up. So if you say Baruch Hashem Negelach Olam Borei, right, Borei Peri, so that gives the character of the bracha. Then as then the that defines the Baruch Hashem Negelach Olam as the Baruch Hashem Negelach Olam of Borei Peri. Not because that's what you're thinking. I don't care what you're thinking. If you stop before you say anything, then there's no character. But once you say Borei Peri, it's so to speak. Retroactively, it defines, since the Baruch Hashanah Olam is defined as Baruch Hashanah Olam of the Borei Peri. So that's its character. And then you change and say Shachal Yad Varo. Oh, so now you have the Iker of the Bracha, which is the one of Borei Peri. And now the end is Shachal, but the beginning is going to win out. But if you say that the beginning doesn't have a character, the beginning is just a generic recognition of God in the abstract, then you said, God in abstract. Baruch Hashanah Olam in abstract. Borei Peri, okay, I mentioned that he's the one who created fruits. Shachal Nivaro. So I said Shachal Nivaro. So in the middle I had an additional thing. Okay, fine, big deal. It's not going to disqualify anything. It just, I said that I had a beginning, which is proper, and they concluded with Shachal. So it's fine. So again, the reason why you can't say Tokidei Dibor, see, Tokidei Dibor is a matter of text. If you're just trying to say a certain text, you have to say certain words, so now you could correct the words. As the speech. Your speech is corrected by what you're attracted to. But here, the words Borei Peri are not just words in their own right, but those words are reflecting back and qualifying the beginning. And once you say it, now they're qualified. So it's defined. Now, it's very nice you want to change those words around, but it's not just changing those words around. The beginning, really it goes by what you were thinking in the beginning. It's just that thoughts can't be recognized until you have some concrete expression of those thoughts. But once you say Borei Peri, that express those thoughts. So now that is what you were thinking when you said Rosh Hashanah Olam, and that's recognized by Halacha by the second you say Borei Peri. So that defines that was what you were saying.
And now why can't that
you
be
change it? Because you can't change what you're thinking. That was the character of the Baruch Hashanah Olam. You can change the text, but the idea is really it is what you're thinking. It's just that thoughts aren't recognized but through what you say. So when you say it, now that qualifies the thing, and you can take back words, but you can't take back the conceptual character which the words indicate. They indicate the das, because that was your das. That was your das, and that das was expressed. You can't now change your mind, that's what you're thinking. You could words, there's the idea of totally deep words is words. You know where you have this? This is a little bit of a digression, but... Is there a question? Because I'm going to digress for a second. But it's not that, it's not pshat, I guess you could like this. It's not, Tokidei Dibor doesn't mean stop, rewind, roll the tape again. Okay, pretend like I never said that. You can't, that's magic, it doesn't work that way. You said what you said. It's just that, Tokidei Dibor means that if you said the wrong words, you have a right to change the words, or to correct your words by changing it. But that's as long as it's just a matter of the text. What text did you say? So you'll say, I could correct my text. I could correct the textual error, and then the text is now corrected. But if the words function not just as a text, but the words reflect on my das, then my das has been reflected upon. So now I can change the text, but bottom line is that was my das, and my das has been concretized by what I said. Okay, what I said, now that's it. So now I can't go back on the reality and pretend as if I never did it. It's just that the words could be qualified. And this is, I'm going to digress, because the halacha is, you have an example. His halacha is, there are two cases. I think like you have, by Megadev it doesn't work. By Megadev, right. It does, by Birkas Hashem, which is if you enunciate a curse towards God, that doesn't, you can't go back on it. If you say it and then you take it back, it's too late. Okay, and also by a neder. I think by a neder, if you say a neder, you make some sort of a vow that I swear I'm not going to eat potatoes for whatever, you know, and then you take it, you can't take it back. So I think the idea there is that, see, in Megadev, let's say Megadev, what are you getting killed for by the curse? Is it getting killed for the words that you say, or is it like a certain kind of a gavra is getting killed? And the words define him as a cursor, as a Megadev. The Megadev is like it's a sign of a person. And when he says it, that defines the person. So it's true, you could change the words, but bottom line is you've already been defined. You know, and in neder, I think also, neder, it's an expression of your thoughts. It's not just a text. It's not a language. You see, it goes by your thoughts. So it goes by, like, Olashon, the Yud's common, how people use the words. And neder, maybe I don't share about it, but neder, it's not just speech, but it's hafla, which he said means it's like an expression of your thoughts. So it's like, what you say, your thoughts have been expressed. Now, you could change the words, but bottom line is your thoughts have already reached expression. And once your thoughts, if the words are functioning to express something, to qualify your das, to make your das, that's it, that existed. Now, you could change the words, but the essence isn't the words. But like in a tefillah, if you say Akel HaKadosh, so it's not a matter of like your das, it's a matter of you have to say a certain text.
But you have to say... It's not really can't a text. Believe. It's not really it.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's
that's
a text.
What tefillah is.
Say.
What do you mean?
So you give
but there's a text of tefillah. It's a tzurah of tefillah. I mean, maybe tefillah is the idea of belev or whatever, but there's a text of tefillah. There are words that you're supposed to say, and you have to say the text. There's a proper text and an improper text. And if you go back, you could correct
but
the text.
But you wouldn't say that the central character is dibur.
It's a different question. I mean, tefillah definitely has a tzurah. You can't just be thinking, I mean, the Ram holds
you. Because your whole argument is it has to be a framework of dibur for this to work.
Right,
that's
it's dibur, it's text, exactly. And there's a tzurah. There's a tzurah of the shvanas, right? And the shavach has to be a shavach of kelakadosh. Of Malach Kadosh and whatever. So if you said it wrong, you correct it. It's not the essence of the thing. Isn't what your thoughts? But I'm saying here, the beginning has a character. So it was really you're saying he's agreeing with Rama that the beginning Rosh Hashanah Cholam has a character. It's the beginning of blank. And what should that be determined by? Well, what are you thinking? The only thing is that in Shevach you can't register what you're thinking alone doesn't register, and it only registers by what you enunciate the second after you say it, so that will indicate what you're thinking. So your das registers through what you say. But essentially, it's what you were thinking in the beginning. So it's not really the words per se. The words are just that which makes what you were thinking recognized halachically. So it really is the character of the beginning. What does it mean? How does the beginning of a character? It's very generic. No, because it's the beginning of blank. So it's not generic. It's the beginning of blank. How do you know where you're beginning? By what you say right afterwards. So it really, the character is determined by das. It's just that the das is expressed in what you say afterwards. But in Akel HaKadosh, it's not like you're defining the beginning of Baruch Hashem. Basically, there, it's just a matter of you have to say the Shavach. So you said the wrong Shavach, you corrected it. So now you said the without Shavach. So it's not a matter of what you're defining the Gavros. But in the beginning, in the Haskalah, Baruch Hashem, it goes, what do you mean it has character? It doesn't have character, it's just abstract praise. No, because it's the beginning. The beginning is what was the Gavra beginning. So he just says, his main critique though is you can't, and this is the question to the Rambam and the Ravid, is that could you say that as a character in Shavach, could you recognize the Gavra, like the internal Gavra in his Das, to define the character of the Shavach? Or do you say Shavach has to be that which is explicit? Shavach in Shavach, the Ravid's holding in Shavach, there's no role in defining the Shavach without in your thoughts. It's not the right category. The only time you have it is by Shema, and that's an exception, whatever. But essentially, in Shavach goes by what's explicit. Now, Shavach's praise. Praise goes by what's explicit. So in praise, it goes by what praise says you're praising God. It goes by what you're saying. That's a praise. What you're thinking, there's no role to introduce the thoughts. But in theory, it should. See, that's what the good machlokes is, because in this area is one area where it should be go by thoughts, because if you say the beginning has a character, the beginning is generic. The beginning is Rosh Hashanah, so it means a character. Its character is that what you're beginning, that which you are beginning, which really means, what are you thinking? So the Rambam says, this is the case. So he doesn't, of course, in general, you just go about what you say. But here, the whole idea is, what are you beginning? What does it mean, what are you beginning? You're saying Rosh Hashanah Olam. But no, it's the you're thinking that that's the beginning of. So really, it calls to your thoughts. But the Rambam says, very nice, it calls to it, but those thoughts can't find themselves in the halachic sphere without some sort of expression. But once you say it, that's it, it's too late. When you say, what I want to do tomorrow is the Ramban. Okay, now, the Ramban's long. If you want to just look and get scared for a second, Amar Kosev, it goes, it's that whole big, fat piece there. But I narrowed down the part which we have to do, which is, it's basically the first three wide lines. That's it.
Wait, can you say from where to where? I have a different...
The Kachi Hatsa'a Shal Shmua. Okay? After Baal Amar. The Kachi Hatsa'a Shmua. That's the first wide line, and it goes till Tashma. Okay, I'll show you afterwards if you can find it. Okay, so that's basically what I basically told you the before I mentioned the problem. Basically, the facts are, is if you start the bracha correctly, you after you finish it, you try to retract. Because you think it's a mistake, but it wasn't a mistake. So do you say, basically, look, you already got it in, you score, that's it, you say, what do you say? No, you took it away, you retracted, retracting is retracting.
Is it safe to say that?
But he goes for Tokedei Dibor. I mean, he does go by Tokedei Dibor. I mean, I don't think he's learning this whole thing the other way. He doesn't seem to buy this idea of the character and all that. Yeah. To clarify, when you say, you're thinking, so you can't say that all along, I'm correcting it, all along I was thinking Shalakal and Yodavara. That's not true. I was saying Bari Pri. I thought it was wine, and I just changed mine right there. So I can change those words, but the Bari Pri already showed that's what I was thinking. So it doesn't mean I was making a slip all along. It's simple interpretations. You realize at that point. So the Bari Pri already reflected back on what you had said. So it's too late. Dibor is a din in Dibor. When that Dibor is Dibor per se, then you could change it. Speech could be changed immediately. That's the way speech works. But when the speech is there to indicate a certain mentality, then it doesn't work. Like, for instance, that's like, I guess you can kind of say, like, I slip. This is an example. It's like a mundane example. But if you make a slip and you say something like, the king is terrible. Oh, great. Right? Then you change it, you know? Just say, don't you realize I have something to make slips. I changed my words. Yeah, but the fact that you said terrible is indicative of the God, your attitude towards the king. And therefore, as far as you changed your words, and yeah, we allow misspeaks and we allow correcting words on the floor or whatever, but that already is, it's not the words, it's the indication about the gavra that came about through the words, so the change isn't going to help you.
Right.
I mean, it's a rough example, but if your essence is words and speech, so in a court, for instance, and you go by what it said in the court, so the court is just scratch that from the record and you correct it, then the words are the words. That's all you care about on the record. The record only cares about the words that were said. Did you enunciate these words or not? You know,
so
but
there, Tokedei Dibor works differently?
There, Tokedei Dibor works, but if it's about the gavra, there's no role for it. If it's just the record, then Tokedei Dibor changes the record,
right,
so to speak. You know, I mean, really, if you care about what's the text, the text is correct, the Dibor says it changed text. But if the Dibor is not just a record, but it reflects on something else, then you can't change that. You already reflected on that other thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? I guess that's the key. It's not saying, go back in the future. You know what I mean? Pretend like it never happened, because it did happen. You can't, you know? It's just a specific idea, and the record is changeable immediately afterwards, in terms of text, you know?
Sure.